Hyperlearning, thriving in the age of technology. To stay valuable in the workforce, focus on what machines can't do well. Think critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, empathy, and teamwork. As machines get smarter, keep leveling up your skills through constant learning, what I call hyperlearning. Right now, humans beat machines in tasks needing creativity, thinking on their feet, and making tough calls when things are unclear. To boost these skills, take a holistic approach, balance physical health with emotional, spiritual, mental, and social well-being. Humans evolve to bond, collaborate, and lifelong learning. In today's world, you've got to keep evolving faster than ever. Forget the idea that you stop learning after a certain age. That's old news. Stay alert and curious. Don't get too comfy with what you think you know. Connect with others to get fresh perspectives. Being open-minded, curious, and listening ain't a walk in the park. Your brain likes to conserve energy and protect your ego. But that laziness and your biases can hold you back from super learning. You need others to help you see your blind spots and get past your brain's resistance. So, keep questioning, keep connecting, and keep growing. That's how you become a top-notch learner in this fast-paced world. Effective learning needs a humble ego and a secure setting. To truly learn, focus on understanding rather than planning your response or passing judgment. Dive deep into what you hear, without worrying about competing or promoting yourself. Hyperlearning thrives when egos relax and curiosity takes the lead. For this to work, your workplace needs to be a safe and welcoming space. Everyone should feel free to be themselves and contribute their ideas. Teams should unite around common goals and values, creating an environment where collaboration and experimentation flourish. Forget strict hierarchies that stifle openness and creativity. Instead, build trust and strong relationships. In such an environment, teams can experience collective flow, where barriers dissolve, and performance reaches new heights. Inner peace for better learning. Find calmness within yourself to spark meaningful conversations and enhance learning. Inner peace comes from quieting your mind, body, and ego, and developing a positive emotional state. This peace is key for supercharged learning. It lets you accept diverse ideas, build trust, and seize opportunities. With practice, you can control your thoughts and actions. Stay focused by taking deep breaths and managing your emotions. Keep your beliefs separate from your identity. Base your identity on how well you listen, think, collaborate, and learn. This helps you stay composed in challenging situations. You won't fret over others' opinions, feel pressure to impress, or get defensive when faced with disagreement. Mind-body connection. Your mind and body are closely linked. They affect each other. Practice mindfulness meditation to calm your mind and ego. Think positive thoughts about others. Slow down, smile often, and be kind. Stay humble and avoid treating life or conversations like competitions. Pay attention to how your body feels, whether it's tense or relaxed, anxious or calm. Your body language speaks volumes during conversations, sending either positive or negative signals. Your brain is always at work, spotting patterns and making predictions to keep you safe, even if it's not always accurate. To learn new things, your brain needs to form new connections. This means staying focused and avoiding distractions or jumping to conclusions. Along with meditation, activities like walking in nature or listening to calming podcasts can help your brain shift out of autopilot mode so you can think clearly and evaluate your emotions. Keeping a journal can also be helpful. By recording how you feel and what activities or environments make you feel positive, you can learn more about yourself and what helps you stay calm and focused. Learning mindset, fearless of mistakes. No one can make you learn. You've got to want it, really love it, and chase after knowledge with a burning passion. To make learning count, you need to believe in growth, freeing yourself from the fear of making mistakes or looking foolish. Toss those worries aside and start creating, entertaining opposing ideas, admitting what you don't know, and thinking deeply, skills that are vital for learning and super important in the working world. These are the exact skills no machine can replicate. Think about the wise words of history's great minds like Aristotle, Plato, and Einstein. Plato warned against getting lost in a constant whirlwind of thoughts that rule your day. He, along with other brilliant thinkers, emphasized mindfulness, curiosity, imagination, and kindness. They preached living by the golden rule, staying adaptable, reading constantly, and never stopping learning as the keys to a successful life. What hits home for you? To kickstart that hunger for learning, jot down 10 to 15 ideas or thoughts in your journal that you stumbled upon during your learning journey. Look for patterns, and compare those ideas with the strengths you already have and the ones you want to build. Hyperlearning behaviors. Put hyperlearning into action through your actions. Think about how you learn best. Do you learn by asking questions, staying open-minded, staying humble, or keeping focused? Maybe you thrive by quieting your ego, exploring new ideas, collaborating with others, testing assumptions, or examining data and evidence. In your journal, jot down 7 behaviors that are crucial to your learning journey. Then, consider the smaller behaviors that fuel each of your 7 main ones. For instance, if you pick collaboration, you might add active listening underneath it. If courage is one of your main behaviors, you could include challenging the status quo or having tough conversations. List out the behaviors that help with active listening, and those that might get in the way. This exercise will give you a set of guidelines to track your progress. Reflect on your list and think about how all these behaviors work together to drive hyperlearning. Your path to growth. Take Hess's Hyperlearning Mini Diagnostic to understand your mindset and areas for improvement. Analyze your results following the site's instructions to learn about yourself and how to become a better learner. Face your fears and concerns, and make a strong case for investing time to change. Pick one of the 7 key behaviors and its sub-behaviors to work on. Get a friend to help you stay focused, track your progress, and seek advice from experts. Hyperlearning requires new work approaches. Even if you and your team adopt a Zen-like mindset for super learning, it won't work unless your workplace supports it. Sadly, many companies still use old-fashioned fear-based management. Bosses act like they know everything and control everything, which kills super learning. Instead, businesses need to focus on teamwork, feeling safe to speak up, sharing power, being independent, having different perspectives, caring about each other, trusting each other, being emotionally smart, and having a clear purpose. Create a workplace where everyone feels valued and can share their ideas openly. Leaders should be emotionally intelligent and committed to supporting their team. Assign tasks based on each person's strengths and develop learning plans for everyone. Ensure even the newest employees feel safe to share their thoughts. Motivate your team by giving them autonomy, developing connections, and helping them master their skills. Understand your team members' strengths, weaknesses, and goals. Accept challenges and encourage your team to do the same by leading with confidence. Develop trust, collaboration, and communication in your team. Building meaningful connections at work is essential for people to thrive and find purpose. Let's make work a source of joy, not stress. Learning and the best ideas come from collaborating with others. Small, close-knit, and diverse teams who care about each other and share common goals benefit from honesty, openness, mutual respect, and different viewpoints. Trust and a friendly environment boost their abilities. Positivity boosts people physically and mentally by releasing oxytocin, which creates feelings of warmth and deeper connections. This starts a positive cycle, turning competitiveness into feelings of safety, care, and mutual success. In meetings, smile, say positive things, and ask about people's weekends, kids' travels, and activities. Think about what makes you care for others and what they do to show they care for you. Leverage diversity and ensure your team is at least 50% female, as women are often better at collaboration and teamwork than men. Effective teams in the digital age. As the digital age speeds up, teams need to unite, trust, and work together. Many teams struggle with this, which hurts their effectiveness. Think about the best teams you've been a part of. What made them great? How did people act, and how did you feel? How can you bring those activities and feelings to your teams? Conversations build connections, and connections bring meaning. Help team members develop the skills for meaningful conversations. Respect each person's uniqueness and perspective. Encourage asking questions instead of just giving orders. Meaningful and productive conversations happen in teams where members ask, "What's missing? What other options are there?" What data do we need? What experiments should we try? Who else should we consult? What do you think? How do you feel? Key points. 1. Focus on building skills machines can't replicate, like critical thinking, creativity, and teamwork. 2. Stay humble, open-minded, and curious to accept continuous learning. 3. Create a safe and supportive environment for collaboration and experimentation. 4. Balance physical, emotional, mental, and social well-being to enhance learning. 5. Practice mindfulness and control your ego to stay focused and calm. 6. Engage in active listening, reflection, and questioning to deepen your understanding. 7. Build trust and meaningful connections in teams to develop collective growth.